Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sports Inside and Out. Legends of Sports, the voice of Legends of Sports. When legends speak, people listen. Now, here's your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher.
Welcome to Sports Inside and Out, a podcast here for this Saturday morning. I'm your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher, and thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning. Welcome to the show, Voice of the Legends of Sports, our weekly podcast, giving you an update on what's going on in the future and what has gone on last week as well. Well, of course, everybody's getting ready for Super Bowl weekend coming up next weekend, of course, and we're preparing also for an NBA All-Star broadcast. We're going to be doing a remote broadcast. And conclusive of, even though we may not be too much around in the festivities of Toronto, but we will have our All-Star broadcast, of course, and we contact the guys like the great Johnny Newman and Major Jones Brothers, that's right, president of the chapter for the National Basketball Retired Players Association. And, of course, Johnny Newman is going to be there, and, of course, we're going to be contacting some of the other great legends to be a part of that All-Star Weekend broadcast. Yeah. Lots going on. We got the Wally and, of course, Bobby be coming up in a second. We should be popping up here on the switchboard and we'll find out what's going on. We are doing quite a bit of things that's not directly involved in the initiatives that the legends are involved with around the country, you know, and we're really on to this clean water thing, and we can really make a difference as we're doing so far. And we're going to be in the initiatives of the Flint, Michigan, as well as something very special that was brought to the table with Bobby Hunter. It's the Native American initiative for helping the Indian reservations around the country with their water as well, you know, because this water problem is not indicative to a small number of spots. It is truly a national problem, as well as an international problem, I should say, you know. But, of course, here, you know, it's not on the radar as much until things like Flint, Michigan happens. But they got it in Ohio, the Indian reservations, and we found out now it's a domino theory. A lot of water systems are antiquated. And infrastructure is bad. Now, I wonder who's responsible for that, voting all that stuff down Obama's was trying to do infrastructure-wise. But we're not getting into that. But it is something we can do because we found a particular national, international company called Green High Techs that are really have been brought to the table by Bobby Zorro Hunter, of course, with the Harlem Globetrotter Legends, to help address some of the short-term and long-term needs, and we're going to talk about that probably some next week. We should be talking to some of the people there in Flint, Michigan, as far as the city council. But I think I see Wally just popped up here. Let's see what's going on with Wonder Man. Hey, Wally, what's up, man?
Coach, how you feeling today?
I feel pretty good, man. I feel pretty good. Not bad. Another day above ground. Good to be seen and not viewed. Good to be seen and not viewed.
That's right. You know, I was just reading an article in Sports Illustrated, Troubled Waters, talking about Courtney Hawkins, who's a former wide receiver in the NFL. He's a coach in Flint, and he's doing his best to try to correct some of the things that are happening, coaching the kids and trying to find water also. I know the distribution that Puff Diddy and Mark Wahlberg donated thousands and thousands of bottles of water, but I was just reading the article about how the poverty rate is 41%, and 56% of the population is African-American. They talk about what's been happening there. The article indicates that the river feed, because the water was so bad that General Motors stopped using the water from the river because it was corroding the parts.
Right.
The city kept, even though the city kept using the water, was not good enough for a Cadillac, but it was fine for children, as it says in the article.
Mm-hmm.
But Hawkins, who's a coach there in football, fortunately for him, his home and his school are in the Beecher District, which uses a separate water source.
Right.
But
right.
One of his assistant coaches, Frank Gaze, actually lives in the Flint area. So there's just an article about how it's trying to get together with not only the government there, but also federally to find out how they could really clean up this water situation. So as you mentioned to our listeners, what was happening. But on another note, Coach, last night I actually saw the 90th anniversary of the Globetrotters.
Mm-hmm.
And very entertaining, very entertaining.
Yeah.
They were in Chicago, where the Globetrotters originated,
mm-hmm.
and also they were at DePaul University, where they were playing. But I'm going to tell you, I've seen several editions of it. I have to talk to Bobby more about it. But this group of Globetrotters were not only very skilled, but their show was outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
The skill development of these ball players, the way they handled the ball, the way they shot, their performance was excellent. They had a tribute for Marcus Thames, for Meadowlark. They had a tribute for, of course, Curly Neal. And it was very entertaining. And I think maybe I could talk about what he saw, but a very nice program for the 90th year anniversary of the Globetrotters.
Yeah, I think I just said Bobby. I thought I saw the bleep just come up. This might be Bobby here. Bobby? Okay, but it might be Bobby. Okay. But, it was really, very interesting. I didn't get a chance to see. I saw the trailer for the advertisement, but I didn't get a chance to see.
Right.
How about, were the guys, have they toned the standing on the baskets and all that stuff down? Did they ease down on that aspect, or is that?
Well, I'll tell you what. When you go back to the old Globetrotters, the ball handling was excellent. But the skills of these athletes shooting those four-point shots,
right.
I mean, the whole game, even the opposing team shot very well. I'm talking about skill. It was skill because, you know, they're not playing much defense. But if you're out there shooting a four-point shot, they had a young lady that's the 12th young lady that also played with them, made
How
some shots, some four-point shots. It was very entertaining. I just enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think Bobby's up there now. I think he just heard me. Yeah, Bobby?
Yeah. How did the young lady shoot? Because last time I saw, she was the best shooter on the team.
Oh, hey, Bobby, I'm going to tell you what. Now, I've seen them in Boca Raton with you. That may have been another version of a team. But this team that represented the 90th year anniversary were skilled. I mean, these guys not only handling the ball, but the way they shot it, the way their choreography was, it was an outstanding performance by the Globetrotters. I really enjoyed the whole contest. But the young lady shot well, handled the ball well, and they gave a lot of history about a lot of the Globetrotters while they were actually playing. They showed film clips of Marcus playing, Curly, Meadowlark. It was a tribute, but it was very entertaining, and I thought it was very educational because it started in Chicago. Even though they're called the Harlem Globetrotters, the team was initiated or established in Chicago. And last night they were at DePaul University. Very entertaining, Bobby.
Well, did they give a tribute to Abe Saberstein at all?
I didn't see that part of it, but I did see little bits and pieces because I was back and forth with some of the NBA games. But I would just I've seen them perform down here in Miami. I've seen them in Boca with Bobby. But whoever this troupe is,
must be a different troupe because the ones I saw here in the Washington metropolitan area down in the Virginia region, those guys were not as sharp. They spent more time on sitting on top of the backboard than that kind of turned it off. But if you saw a skilled team, that means that Bobby, I guess you can tune in here. They must have been an international team,
There's a new team that's being developed. And the gentleman, Howie, who's the new CEO, this is said that he's been in different parts of the stand, watching the game to get the opinion of the fans, and he's added some answers. Well, actually, he's added some old answers and added them into the play. So they're playing more like the old Globetrotters.
There you go.
As a matter of fact, they're supposed to be going with a fourth team to Israel with the State Department, which I think is a very tremendous idea, not only of marketing, but the Globetrotters, who are ambassadors, would be very helpful. I enjoyed the game, and I haven't done that for a while.
Right. I know that's been one of the complaints.
Coach, while we're on that area, Shu Smith is having a 11th anniversary, his second black tie affair in April, and he's having all the Globetrotters there, and he's having a special salute for Meadowlark.
All right, now let's let our listeners know who Chu Smith is, Bobby. Let our listeners know who Chu is.
Charles Smith of Baltimore, who was very instrumental in the Baltimore riots in settling things down, and who runs various recreational and educational events in Baltimore, a former Globetrotter, a clone of Curly and Marcus in dribbling and handling the ball. And then along with Gator Rivers, who's also having a similar affair to honor Meadowlark in March in Savannah. And then, of course, we're going to have the big explosion in July with the partnership with the new Globetrotter owners in Vegas. Dave Nays and Arnie Felco are right on top of that, and all the Globetrotters will be coming there to salute Meadowlark during the Retired Players Conference. And a lot of players were not able to make it to Arizona in that short notice, and this will be a very good closing for one of the most celebrated Globetrotters in the history of Globetrotters.
Right, I think it'll be adequate, and definitely this year, I think we are in a situation now that we can have a fantastic broadcast there in Vegas this year, Wally and Bobby. So our presence will be front and center because we have it really laid out with Sports Inside and Out and special interviews, and if things go as we expected them to go, we'll be doing some B-roll footage for upcoming segment pieces for TV. And I also, just another food for thought there, listeners, is that we will be starting on the Jones Brothers documentary pretty shortly. That might be another reason to get some interviews together. Bobby, we may have to also get some segue interviews in the can for anything that we're going to be doing pertaining to the any Globetrotter project. We got to put some things in the can now to get them stored in for interviews and possibly footage. We are looking at that. And, you know, when we speak of the Jones Brothers, and I want our contributors to tune in, six brothers, only family of six brothers who played a professional sport in the U.S. and around anywhere in the world, I believe. I think that might be an accomplishment that's international. But six brothers from the same family played professional basketball, both ABA and NBA. And we're telling the Jones Brothers story because that family has really made a footprint in professional basketball, not just in the States, but worldwide. And we're going to be doing a documentary now on the Jones Brothers coming up, and then, of course, with the Sixers' greatest team in the first 35-year history coming up. And, of course, we've just finished. The announcement is now we can complete. The Dreammaker Earl Foreman documentary has just gone to market. We just found out with our the distributorship, ATV Broadcasting, and Melfor Media International, that we're going to market, gentlemen. We're going to market. Mike Ruggiero and Clarissa Thomas and the staff has got everything, and inquiries have already come in about it, and this is just a tip of the spear for now, because once you get into the market, then it get a very, very marked and appreciated or graded documentary as this is. They said this should be a fantastic piece. Then, of course, the other documentaries coming up under the Dreammaker series of documentaries. It's called the Dreammaker series. These are the series names underneath the documentary brand that we're going to be doing all these great documentaries, including things from the Harlem Globetrotter Legends and NFL and boxing and all of it. So we're very, very happy, and we look forward to even have that. And one caveat, Bobby and Wally, now is the time now we can start talking to Marcus Haynes' wife about something special for Marcus Haynes.
Would be very interesting. I spoke to Joan Haynes the other evening, and she's very happy about the occasion in Vegas, which she attended last year.
Right.
And that would be a very outstanding documentary.
That would be tremendous, because if we could work with her and having it from her version. You know, the best part about it, guys, not to jump across you, Bobby, having it from her version.
Well,
you know,
yeah,
that would be very interesting.
That would be one piece, but the earlier Marcus Haynes, there are other people that are more educated in the area of his earlier life, although she has the politics down pat of Marcus Haynes.
You know what you probably need, then, Bobby? You would have to give Eric Futterman the list of people that he, along with yourself, must interview who would have the best interview.
You are correct, and I'm celebrating those people in August, and we definitely have you and Wally booked there for that Saturday for interviews, and those people are like former roommate Honey Taylor, Herman Taylor, Carl Green, Tony Wilson, Ernie Wagner, John Chaney, Floyd Lane, and there's a few others that I missed. But this is a royalty of Globetrotters.
Right, that would be great.
I was talking with Ray Scott and Coach, people are very proud of what you have done in the area of honoring the Virginia Squires and the relentlessness you went with getting this project on. It's quite the buzz throughout the communities, black communities throughout America. So we must have in Harlem, we have to have a showcase. Especially for Dr. J and Neil Johnson.
Oh my gracious! I mean, once you see it, you know, we were under not a legal binding thing, but they were done underneath what you call a copyright curtain, not to be able to get too much. But let me tell you, I would say this, Bobby, if this documentary, I got to be partial to it. It goes through everything, Bobby. It goes through what Rucker meant to the ABA. What Julius talks about, got good clips of even Neil in there. He's got Cope Cub with Charlie and all the guys on the Rucker. You know what how they found Julius, and then he gave a real intimate thing of you, Wally. I mean, he got a nice little segue in there. He said, if you don't believe the revolution or how it changed, da-da-da-da-da, excerpts, he said, ask Wally. And they had Wally playing the Sixer greatest team championship thing. You was passing the ball in the wilderness, and he passed it back to you, and you hit a hook shot. I mean, it was it got all the nuances in it, but it gave so much credence to Upper New England for changing. You can the flavor of Upper New England from Philly to New York. You can see the changing of the face of professional basketball, not just the NBA. And then they went into a segue where he had Earl Lloyd, Sweetwater Clifton. He had the guys in there, man.
Yeah.
Of what,
yeah, that's
what they meant in the history of it. You know, I mean, Eric Futterman, hats off to you. You're good, man. You know, and everybody who's seen it so far is delighted. And you can imagine what Earl Foreman is thinking about it. But it's getting ready to go to market. And to answer that question, yes, a special viewing needs to be cut away for this thing to be shown in New York specifically for what you're saying, Bobby, even though it probably is going to be aired. I hope that I ain't getting too far out there. I can tell you off air who's going to air it, who's shown interest so far. But there's nothing wrong with a private viewing because those segues and those interviews, just talking with Julius and Fatty Taylor, man, and then Charlie Scott tuning in, and Ray Scott tuning in, and Neil Johnson tuning in, and Al Bianchi tuning in, and George Irvine tuning in. It was a tremendous interview, and then segues of B-roll footage of the cats, you know. And Charlie Neal did a fantastic job of voiceover. Our dear friend Charlie Neal, ESPN.com, the voice for many years of Detroit Pistons and also the Clippers. So it's something that, guys, we really did it, and this is going to be one of many to come. I think the Dreammaker series for Sports Inside Now could overclip what we're trying to do for radio. I mean, it's that big. The guys are excited about it. GovServe Plus, my son's Charles, and I mean, they should be, Coach.
It's been very exciting. I spoke to Julius. He's just so happy that he involved himself in it because the history of the ABA has faded and all the stories and glamour of something that imprinted basketball for our entire lives.
It's a shame. This is truly a history lesson, and it shows you. I mean, it's just ironic how one section of the country between Philadelphia and New York and the Mid-Atlantic area just changed the face of basketball around the world, period. You see, that's deep. That's deep, guys. That's deep, man, you know.
Not getting off the subject, but on the subject, I used to play coon can with Abe Saperstein.
He
thought he was good. He didn't know that I was trained by number writers. You know, but I asked him, why wasn't there a Globetrotter team in the ABL? The ABA became what the ABL was.
That's right. And that's right. They took the same rules. Yeah. Same rules.
Except they had a team in Hawaii.
Right.
And the 3-point shot with the multicolored ball.
Right.
The rules that were. But I asked him why wasn't there a Globetrotter team in the ABL, and he told me the team was supposed to be in the NBA. But he said, I'm working on it. He said, I'm working on it. He was disgruntled because there wasn't a team in the NBA, and that was the reason for the whole ABL.
Right. Hey, Bobby, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Wally, I want you to tune in on this, too. Could you just give me when we do the next series, and you know, I know it's going to be anniversary wise and metal, you know, and Marcus, but it should be something that we should be doing to interject the impact of the Saperstein siblings and the family.
You know, both Wally and I knew what you were going to say. That's very interesting, and
that could be a very interesting.
Honey Ray, I'm sure that Honey Ray, which is Eloise Saperstein, people just love her. She would have a very interesting view. And then Jerry would have another approach.
Another view, right.
Yeah, another view.
Hey, Wally, that could be interesting, guys. You know,
you don't know how interesting it would be.
Yeah.
Well, I'd be like a fly on the wall, as you say.
I think it's so important to include that because of my conversations with Eloise when I first met her in 1988. Bobby and I actually just got the job with the Miami Heat, and to sit and listen to her talk about her experiences traveling with the team and how she was like a little sister to these Globetrotters, you really need a view from a young lady to what she experienced traveling with the team and being a part of that Saperstein family.
Right.
I think you have something right there, Coach. The family is very important to how it came about, and I'm sure Bobby knows more than me and Reverend Sir Eloise and Jerry, the family, what their views of what it was like to be part of the something that is 90 years, I mean, the history of it.
90
and
years,
I
man.
You, it should be done.
It should be done. The best part about it is that the people who make the decision on it, Wally, is right here on air.
Both of you are making me excited, and, you know, you're bringing up things that I forgot. But I'll tell you one thing. A woman with a great memory is both good and bad.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Bobby, and I want our listeners to understand this. You're talking about not the greatest of the greats of Abe Saperstein, who changed sports, the face of sports, not just the Harlem Globetrotters, but baseball as well. But we're talking about this here. History here, listeners. Bobby Hunter was the last Harlem Globetrotter that Abe Saperstein, the original owner of the Harlem Globetrotters, actually bought on board, signed, signed, not bought on board because he was bought on by Marcus and Showboat. But hopefully I'm saying this correct, you're the last Harlem Globetrotter that Abe Saperstein signed.
Yes, before his demise.
He died
in a similar time, coincidental, as Reese Tatum. That would be Goose Tatum,
yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then, you know, Abe, this little midget, I know the family well, so I can call him names. You know, he had some really innovative basketball ideas. You know what I mean? Especially with pivot play. Not saying, I don't know if he, and then also the development of a basketball camp.
Right.
Training camp. And then the other part is having a schedule.
Right. A schedule
of where you go. And then he took the baseball, Negro Baseball League that he was involved with, and they became more of scouts, lest they became managers of different areas where they had the team come. But one of the most innovative things that he did was his alliance with Holiday Inn. And when we went allowed to go into the hotels and the Negro baseball players were not, kind of shocking to us. Matter of fact, Curly Neal and I, in one hotel in Atlanta, we refused to stay in that hotel in Atlanta because they wasn't letting Hank Aaron in.
Right. Hold on just a second. We got 50 seconds left, and I know our listeners want to tune in there, but we are trailing off. We got 45, but listen, this is tune back in. We're gonna be in that Super Bowl weekend stuff next week. But
what are we doing on Tuesday?
Taping Tuesday. If you want to hear something, be a fly on the wall with another interview with the greats of the greats, the Wally Wonder segment and the Harlem Globetrotter segment. Hit Tuesday. You're going to see it on SoundCloud internationally, as well as hit it on Sports Inside and Out on SportsInsideAndOut.com and Sports Inside and Out Facebook. Like that page. Also critiquing over for iHeartRadio and LinkedIn. And Twitter. Okay.
See the new Harlem Globetrotters doing the 90th anniversary. It's exciting.
There you go. All right. All right, guys. Great, man. Great show, dudes.
That made it get me some extra tickets.
Yeah, listen. Yeah. Hey, listen. Let's talk. Let's talk a little bit more on that Abe Saberstein thing, Bobby.
About the Navajo coach.
And Navajo, we could talk off air conference call because I talked to Lynn.
When are we gonna do that? You want to talk? How about right now?
Yeah, we could. Well, let me hang up and get off air, and then I'll call you guys right back and hook a third party call up.
All right. Just do it like that. Okay, good.
Okay.
All right.
Take care.
What part Indian is Wally, Coach?
He's Creek. Creed.
Okay.
Yeah, he's on a Marlander guy. He's a Marlander Creed. He's up on the Eastern Shore Creed.
I said, you know, Wally's part Indian. They said, oh, that's why his name is Wally. Wally.
Oh,
I
my
said,
goodness.
No, I don't think, I don't think that
I'll call you right back.
All right, guys. I'll call you right back.
Okay.
All right.